I'm Brenda Dennehy.
I'm Julie Haynes.
And this is Left on Red.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to Left on Red, the podcast where no topic is off limits and we get through a healthy dose of girl talk. It's like a virtual coffee date with your besties.
Spot on, Jewel. Each week we'll dive deep into a juicy topic that's bound to start discussions and fill up our DMs.
And we've got your back when it comes to recommendations. It could be makeup, movies, fashion or food. We'll fill you in what we've loved and maybe didn't love this week.
Before we wrap things up, we leave you with a motivational quote to carry with you into the week ahead. It might be nonsense, but we will try. Because let's face it, we all need a little extra boost sometimes.
Ready to go?
Let's crack on. Well, we're not long after our catch-up podcast. We're most like everyone's caught up with our lives now.
I know, yeah.
Like, you have a fairly boring life, you were just saying there a while ago. I don't think you have a boring life.
I'm always on the go, but I'd be going nowhere.
All on this thing with you and going through that Dunkettle Tunnel. Is it Dunkettle?
Lee Tunnel. Where do I be going?
Jack Lynch.
Jack Lynch Tunnel.
Who was he again?
The hurler.
Did he play hurling as well?
He did, didn't he? Yeah.
Was he not the Taoiseach?
He was that too.
Was he?
I think he was.
I'd love a road named after me though or something. Would you like that? I think you have to be dead to get
love it. A tunnel.
Would you love a tunnel? Julie Haynes Tunnel.
Yeah.
Oh, that kind of is a ring to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, just going through the Julie Haynes Tunnel.
I'd love a roundabout.
Imagine a fella you fancied saying that, I'm just going through Julie's Tunnel.
I'd love a roundabout. A road's a bit boring.
Road's boring.
Do you know, like Kinsale Road? I'd love to rename the Kinsale Road roundabout, the Brenda Dennehy roundabout. It's a bit long.
Yeah, because it's the most annoying fucking roundabout in Cork.
Look, as I said to you before, there's people from Ballydesmond who won't, they'll park in Wilton, they won't go near the Kinsale Road roundabout. They'll come up to Ned.
But should they call it the magic roundabout for a reason?
Because
how the fuck we get out there alive? Yeah,
the Brenda Dennehy roundabout and the Julie Haynes Tunnel, so we call him now. I'd love to go on. I'd get intrusive thoughts now if I was on radio during the traffic. I'd do something like that. Love that. Come here. Oh, my life is a bit boring as well because, well, it looks like I'm on the go constantly, but I do love a bit of Married at First Sight in the evenings. Australia.
I never got into that.
Oh God, John Aiken, he's one of the relationship experts, biggest shit star going. But I love John. I don't think I fancy John, but I'm into him because, you know, if there's someone a bit of a shit star or someone who's full of drama, like your man David now on Big Brother, the roaring out of him, I'd be attracted to that straight away. Like, I want to be friends with him. But John's a bit of a shit star. But like, he's a couple of 100,000 followers on Instagram, like your good self. And he's fairly well known, as we say, he's fairly high up, as we say here, he's fairly high up. And I was tagging him, going, lads, John is the biggest shit star going. He's obsessed with the drama. Look at him salivating over the drama. Sure, I tagged him and I goes, I'm going to tag John and stalk him and all this. Wasn't he after watching my stories?
No.
And replied to me going, love you, Brenda, exhibitor, love your enthusiasm. And I was mortified. I was happy then, but I went back watching my stories. And I went back last year and like I was tagging him loads. So I was kind of, he thinks I'm another. But then someone suggested, why don't you do a live with John? Now, any other normal person, right, who doesn't spend their time rubbing their tits, right, would be thinking, oh, that would never happen. But me straight away, yeah, John's going to do it. And you know me, if I have a plan, the manifesting.
Yeah.
The manifesting queen. So I'm hoping now. You have to get into it. We're coming, you're mad into the murder stuff. No, you saw. A bit too late for you.
Yeah, what does he even fucking do? Is he the judge there or is he looking for love? Is he looking for love?
No, he's a relationship expert, but he's a shit star.
Okay.
A bit of a life coach like myself.
Like yourself, like your good self. No, I never watched that. Is there an Irish one? No.
No, there's an English one though. There's a lot of drama in that as well.
Is that
remember
good?
California? What a laugh.
I love that.
I love remember Carmack.
Yeah, I do.
And Kelly.
Yeah, I remember
My God.
California.
What a laugh.
Jeepers.
That was California. Did they try and do a Malifornia in Mallow?
Oh, I don't know. I heard
there was one going on in Mallow.
Magic.
California. I remember Ginny or something. She got off with your man in the gym and they had the gym together. I think he's with a singer now, the blonde fella. Carmack. I think I met Carmack on a night out.
He's the muscly fella, wasn't he?
Yeah, the muscly fella, yeah.
Yeah.
And then there was Philly.
I remember Philly now. Oh my God.
Philly, be
how
your type.
How many years ago was
He'd
that?
Be your type. Philly. I'd say 10 or 12. She was probably only two. 40 for it. Yeah.
What was that spin-off again? What was that other English one called?
That, well, that's kind of Love Island. No, no, it's like Laguna one. Beach.
No, the one with...
Oh, Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore.
Well, it was first of all Jersey Shore, which I loved.
That's GTL, American one though.
Gym Tan Laundry, yeah.
I was there.
I loved that. In Jersey.
Yeah, I went to the Jersey Shore.
I loved Mike Sorrentino.
Yeah.
And Ginny J-Wo. Snooki,
yeah.
GTL.
Yeah.
GTL. Remember what that stands for? Gym Tan Laundry.
Yeah,
yeah, they're all married. No, Mike Sorrentino. Mike was a bit of me. You'd like Pauly D.
I did watch bits of it, but like I was there. I know I went to Jersey Shore. And then I went to the other one, Jersey Shore as well.
Jersey Shore, they were wild in that.
Newcastle, wasn't it?
Or one was kind of like California. Could you imagine if we did something like that?
Could you imagine?
Oh my God.
Would
you have sex on television?
No.
No, I wouldn't do any of that either.
I don't even think I could kiss. I don't even think I could.
They'd have to leave the lights on for you.
No lights off when we're doing the business.
But you see, do you know that I was slept with a fella probably 10 years ago, but I was looking fairly healthy and fit, right? And you know the way, if you're looking good, if you're not feeling good, looking good, lights off. But he was after putting on a bit of weight, whatever, which is fine. But I saw him reaching for the light and I was like, what the hell are you doing? Because it was my moment. I was like, no, man. Because I hadn't seen him in years. And he was going for the light, do you know what I mean? Getting it off. I was like, you're leaving that on. But obviously he wanted to see, it would show you men are insecure like us as well.
Yeah.
He wanted them off because obviously, you know, he still looked good, like, but I was like, Jesus, I couldn't believe that a fella was like us too.
You'd never think it, you wouldn't.
Yeah, but it's funny, like, come on, if the lights are off, he can still feel you. If there's any lumps or bumps.
Yeah, but it's still, I think it hits different when you can see it. You're like, oh my God, close your eyes.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do the hanky-panky at all with the lights off. Lights on.
Lights on. Yeah.
I wouldn't do it. Yeah. No way.
But come here, you'll have to, and then after that, do you put the lights on because you can't sleep in the dark?
Well, I get fully changed. I get put on my pajamas again, like.
You don't see under the sheets, though.
I would not. Oh, and Jesus. If he put his arm around me, I'd be like, get off me. Oh, I'm very conscious.
No, I get that, but I put on the pajamas too straight after. I couldn't sleep naked or anything.
Do you go straight to the toilet? Wee wee.
Do you need to wee wee after it?
Well, it's actually very healthy to do wee wee after.
Is it?
Yeah.
Where'd you hear that?
Probably fucking TikTok or somewhere.
Well, I'd want to put on the pajamas straight away. I don't like sleeping naked. I don't get it either. Oh, no
And
way.
If a lad slept naked, I would get sick.
No, I was roasting in your bed last night, so I did strip off.
Ah, you fucking didn't.
I did.
Did you?
Mind? Yeah, it was roasting.
Shut up, you fucking liar.
No, I didn't. No way. No way. Would you go mad if I slept in your bed naked?
I wouldn't, like, if you're roasting, like, what can
but
you
But if I came in and, like, you turned around my arse saying, you know, what would you be like?
I turn fucking back out.
Yeah. No, I would never do that. No, but after the deed, you'd have to put on the pyjamas.
Would you put your arm around him?
No, I wouldn't do that, carry on at all. But you'd be kind of hoping they'd do it too. And then you'd be sulking then as in, right, screw you, you're dead in the morning.
And if he turned his back to me?
Oh, dead. If they turned the back straight after, knifed.
Knifed. Well, you know me, I'd fucking knife him. And I'd probably get away with it because I listen and watch all that shit so much.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Don't
so
like that.
That's anyway. So as this episode is being released the day after St. Patrick's Day, I would have went to Ladies' Day in Carrigaline. Did you ever hear of that?
I've seen you going before, but I've never been to. What's it about?
I think Ballinconnick does something similar. So basically, all the women of Carrigaline get together. We go down to Carrigaline Court Hotel. It kicks off from about 12 o'clock. We meet, we have champagne reception at 12, and then we go into the function room, we have dinner, drinks, then Pat Fitz come on, and it's like a wedding, but just for women.
Love.
All women, and it's all for charity. So this year we're doing it for Féile Cóin.
Yeah, they're very, very good charity. We did. I always remember there used to be a lot of girls coming on the radio about Féile Cóin. Oh,
it's very sad.
Superior charity. And do you know what you're wearing?
Yeah, do you know what? I actually got a Karen Millen dress.
It's lovely.
Yeah, so it was like €400. Then it was reduced to like €200 or something like that. And then I seen somebody had a discount code for like 10 or 20% off. So I got it for half nothing. No, sorry, it was reduced to 300 and something. And then with that discount code, I ended up getting it for like €200.
Brilliant.
So I was delighted with myself. So I got that weeks and weeks ago, but it will do fine now for tomorrow.
Fab. There's no minute load at all.
No, it's all girls. But after then, like, I don't know what time it finishes at, probably about 6 or 7. Christine's coming as well.
Yeah.
So what we done the last time was we just went down to the local.
Fab.
And we had a couple of drinks there. Oh, like, Christine's wearing her Deb's dress.
Oh, that's mad, isn't it?
She's wearing the Deb's dress.
Do you still have yours?
It wouldn't fucking fit me.
I you never know that?
I know. I was a size 8 back there. Last time I seen size 8 now, or 8 was on the number of my door.
It'll fit you soon with the way you're going with that dieting.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
I think I still have mine. It was a bit sexy back in the day. Black and white one. Miss Cork, I think, had worn it a few weeks before. I got it in one of the, it was on Oliver Plunkett Street somewhere. There was some fancy boutique.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it was a big, and we came up from Ballydest when the mother came at me, so it was a big day for the devs dress, yeah.
And just, did you want to try on that one?
I tried on that one, I was like, and then when they said, oh, Miss Cork wore that, that was it. And I went around telling everyone because no one from my school would have, do you know, was like, oh, Miss Cork wore this.
Did she take your name then and your school to make sure that nobody else came in from your school to take it?
No.
We done that in my shop.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was a good idea.
I went to a shop in Douglas. I'm sure they were related to Buckley's up on Shandon Street as well.
Yeah.
Went in. Tried on this dress. It was like a corset on the top and then the end of it went poof, like out. Like I'd fit yourself and Katie Jane up my dress, like. And they took my name, took the school, and they said, look, we'll make sure that if anybody comes in from your year, that they won't take that dress.
That's a great idea, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's nothing worse when you see someone.
Nothing worse.
And then, do you know what it is for me? It's the people telling you, hi, she's the same dress as you. And they love it. Do you know, they love to say, oh, she's the same dress as you. And they'd be pointing.
Remember at the Limerick show, I've actually talked about the same dress. So I had this dress that I bought on, where did I buy it? Oh, on Celine.
Yeah.
Beautiful dress. And I was torn between that one and the dress I bought at Anne Celine and this other dress I bought actually in Karen Millen. And I tried on for a few of the girls up in my bedroom. So the girls were like, oh, wear whatever one, Julie, they're both lovely on you, whatever. And they went downstairs and in the queue wasn't there a girl wearing the dress that I was going to wear from Anne Celine. So they were texting up to me like, there's a girl down here wearing that Anne Celine dress. Do not wear it. So I didn't. I wore the black one. But it's mad, isn't it?
It was stunning. Yeah, I remember going to an event in Silver Springs and there was a girl and people were loved. They were like queuing up to me. She's the same dress as you. She's the same dress as you. And I was like, all right, take it easy. Same dress as you. I was like, she's good taste.
Yeah.
You know, turn it thin.
Yeah.
You know, but anyway. So this week's topic is none other than St. Patrick's Day. What it means to be Irish and what you miss from home when you're abroad. Good old St. Patrick. What would you miss now when you were in Australia?
Chinese.
Didn't I have Chinese over?
They did, but it wasn't the same.
Yeah.
And a big one for me was a deli. Yes. I love going into like Centra there now or Daybreak or something like that and getting like a wrap or a roll or...
Yes.
Nothing like that over?
Yeah, no, as well over in London, I'd be mad for a hot chicken roll as well. And there's certain places, no, you can't, but they're miles away. I just want to go around the corner and give us a hot chicken roll there, load it up with ketchup, nothing else. That's all I want on it.
Hot chicken roll and ketchup, that's disgusting.
That's all.
Yeah, so deli and a Chinese for me in Australia. But we asked Instagram last night, you asked and I also asked, and we got hundreds of responses.
There's one here. Dairy Gold and antibiotics in powder form, just in case.
Dairy Gold. So they're actually
I'm more into the old Kerrygold.
I love the Kerrygold as well.
Kingdom County. I like that one too. I think that's only up our way.
I never got
good
that one.
Good butter now. Good butter.
Is that?
You be a low woman, are you?
No Kerrygold light.
You Kerrygold? All right, okay.
Yeah, I like that one.
What? You can read out some of mine there.
Yeah, I'm just getting yours there now. Tea bags came in so much. Tea bags was definitely the biggest response, wasn't it?
Do you think, because I don't drink tea, because I think it's the most boringest drink in the world. So boring. Would you notice a difference now? Big difference between Barry's Tea and like an Earl Grey?
Yeah.
Big difference.
Yeah.
Could you drink it?
I drink it, yeah. I would. But I would be the one that would bring tea bags and holidays. Really? I'd bring Barry's Tea bags and holidays, yeah.
Do you know what? No, the sausages aren't the same over at all. A good sausage here now is good.
Not like an Irish sausage.
Yeah, an Irish sausage. Over there, that's just not the same sausage.
I remember years ago, my mum used to go to the English market in Cork City, get the sausages, rashers, black and white pudding, vacuum packed.
Yeah.
And bring them on the holidays.
I know.
Something fucking wrong
with that. Paula.
Yeah, I know.
That's a bit much. Probably going to Canaries or somewhere, is it?
Oh, come on, Santa Panza, anywhere. Yeah. And your mum be bringing sausages and rashers.
They aren't the same. A girl says here, I bought bread rolls, sausage, rashers, Weetabix and honey.
Honey?
Yeah, honey. Yeah.
Jeepers. Another girl wrote in and said that they freeze milk and bring the milk over to their holidays. I get that. Now, I don't think you could do that anymore. That's very clever. I don't like milk abroad.
No, it's not the same.
It's not the same, it's not.
Well, no, it's the same if you like oat milk and all that, but if you like cow's milk.
You see, I'm cow's milk.
Yeah, you cow milk.
When I moved to Australia, I could not have cereal for a month, nor have milk in the tea or the coffee because I didn't like the milk. I just thought it was like water.
Yeah.
Then I got so immune to it when anytime I'd come home from to Ireland, I'd be like, what the fuck are you putting into your tea? It's like cream. Joe was so thick, the milk, but you just get immune to it.
And then as well, someone else says Supermax, garlic, cheese, chips and regular burger. Something like Supermax.
Nothing, yeah, it would be big Supermax, yeah, but I, yeah.
The chipmonger there up the road, we'll have to go in there, that looks unreal.
Yeah, it does.
So what a great name, the chipmonger.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. Another girl wrote in and said, my brother was living over in Boston and he missed the pizzas in their local pizza shop or whatever. So the mom went in and asked for a pizza and she froze it and brought it over.
Oh, wow.
That's dedication, isn't it?
Right, some people just absolutely love it. This big one here, I'm currently in Canada, always get McDonald's curry sauce posted over. And again, tea bags.
Yeah. I'm in Lanza at the moment and we brought over rashers, butter and tea bags.
Then I have another one. Oh, there's a good few of these in actually. Purple snack.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think we have them over in London.
Yeah, no, I don't think we had them in Austria, did we? Or meanies.
Good old meanie. Oh, they're fairly bitter, the meanies, aren't they?
Can you get meanies over?
I'm not a big crisp potato person.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Because it's the taste, the aftermath, the aftertaste. I ate a bag of cheese and onion not so long ago. 2 days I could taste in my mouth.
Oh, jeez.
And I felt like I was going to have to, like, I don't know, put acid into my mouth to get rid of it. It was horrible. So I don't really eat crisps that much. Sausage rolls. A good old sausage roll. Butter. And then someone says club lemon is another one.
A girl actually wrote into me last night and she goes, I met a family in Santa Ponza years ago and they had brought bacon, cabbage and the potatoes. It was 35 degrees. Could you imagine eating that in that heat?
No.
Oh,
have you gone to any kind of weddings abroad where they've had like big...
I went to a few weddings in Australia, yeah.
And was it outdoors?
Yeah, there was nothing like the meals that we would have here. No, it was like more barbecue.
They wouldn't have a big Christmas dinner with turkey and all that?
No.
For Christmas or anything like that?
Well, you could like, but we actually just went down the beach loads of times.
Yeah, yeah.
My mom took Spuds and Brennan's bread to America to my sister and not forgetting the tea bags.
Yeah, there's so many tea bags, isn't
there? All this. That's everything. Lucasade?
Yeah, Lucasade. Someone says here as well, the laziness of people. It is kind of true, isn't it?
What does she mean, like? Not bringing... Because we bring meanies?
Because I suppose... No, because the laziness that you wouldn't actually buy stuff over. That you're bringing it with you.
Yeah, but the reason you just can't buy it over there.
You can't, yeah. Someone here, my mum took her coffee machine.
Oh,
fairly desperate, no. That's, and some of the coffee abroad is the best ever.
Oh, yeah, I love coffee abroad. I love the iced coffee over there. Clove Rocks, somebody actually sent in. Do you know those things?
What are they again?
Like hard sweets.
I wouldn't be into them now
at all. I wouldn't either. Oh my God, somebody actually wrote into me and said that every year her mom goes out to Australia to her and the mom brings the holly bough.
Oh, that's cute.
And they read it on the beach.
Oh, that's lovely. People love the holly bough.
The holly bough, yeah.
For people who don't listen, it's kind of a Cork institution, isn't it?
It's a Cork paper. Every Christmas.
Well, it's institution's wrong word, is it? Cork.
Paper.
I mean, the big words always get wrong.
Fuck, is she on about?
Two abreast, double breasted. It's Cork Institution. That's right. Well, it's like a magazine you get with the Echo Christmas.
That's it.
Another one. Live in New York. Take stock pots, soup, etc. Back. My husband used to take a bag of Spuds in case, and I mean, you'd get fleeced over in customs. Going over to America. I remember when I was going over for something I did in November. I'm not going to say what it was. And she was like, have you got any food here? And she raided the bag. And of course, there was gummies and porridge in there. And she was kind of looking at me and thought she was going to take them off me. But she left me have them.
Oh, it's brilliant. Yeah. Another girl actually wrote in here and she says, my nanny brings aerial pods just in case. So the washing. The washing pods. She brings them.
Do you wash all the, like... cups and everything in hotels and abroad and all that before you use them?
No.
Do you know what I heard yesterday you should do? When you buy something, you should wash it before you put it on.
I heard that as well. Yeah,
couldn't be after so good. Is that the same then after the first wash?
No, I couldn't.
Although I was buying a few things online recently, and do you know, I was like going, smell a perfume off this.
Yeah,
and I was like, some dirty bitch is after wearing this and sending it back. That's what it is. Because I was like, this is, I was like, Jesus, this company now are scenting their clothes. I was like, but then this is a weird scent. And I was like, some dirty bitch has worn this and sent it back.
Worn it on her night out, yeah, sent it back, got her money back.
I think a lot of them doing those Zara reels on Instagram are doing that. 100%.
Or keep or return.
But even the ones doing the reels.
And they be baiting tan. I'm like, well, if we're going to fucking return, it's going to be fucking tan.
Because you know the minute you put on something and you've got any bit of
destroyed
makeup. But the odd time you might try something on, you'd see the makeup, right? And you'd be like, oh, shit. Mm. And then you go, I just get a newer one in my own size.
Yeah. But that's only when you're in the shop.
I know.
Yeah,
right, sure. I know a girl and she like would see a bit of tan. She'd be like, oh, can you give me money off now for that? It'd be her own tan.
Oh,
she'd get money. Yeah. Yes.
Her own tan.
Kim Kardashian, did you see her with the tag in her dress?
No.
She was going down at some fashion show and she was wearing a Balenciaga dress and the tag was so blatantly obvious, but it was a publicity stunt.
See, if I do it myself. Mm. I often say something just to wind people up.
Sure, like, of course. She did what everyone was talking about because that pro Balenciaga. Yeah. There was actually a girl and I didn't realise she was going sending something back and she had it on. And I was like, your tag there. And I was like, will I take it off? She was like, no. And I was kind of like, but she told me she was going to send it back.
And was she wearing it out?
Was it worth like £300?
Jesus.
But I often think, there must be some shop or somewhere you can go that they have those tags and they can put them back on. Do you know that way?
Yeah, they're getting hard, you know. And what I find as well, do you ever see
they
that?
A ribbon.
Yeah, it's the feckin' ribbon.
Yeah.
And you can't wear the dress properly unless you cut the ribbon off.
Yeah, and you can't try it on. It looks terrible trying it on.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. We're rambling again.
So I also asked on my Instagram, so St. Patrick banished snakes, but if you could banish anything, what would you banish? Oh my God, lads, the responses are absolutely brilliant. So I'm going to read out a few here. So the first one was the government. Mm-hmm. Then I also had mom guilt. Somebody said they would banish the Kilkenny hurling team.
Love it, go on the cats.
My ex-husband. Cancer, which... Fair enough.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Exes. My in-laws came in. Another one came in saying, some men. I'm going to read out another couple.
What would you banish?
Homework.
Yeah. Do you not be into homework, no?
Absolutely fucking hate homework.
Is that because you were doing it with them?
Yeah.
You think of the kids.
Oh, no, I hate homework. It causes so many fights and tears in my house.
Yeah, I like this one. My partner, he's the ultimate snake. snake. When you're saying someone's a snake, you have to do the
I say snake in the grass.
Snake. Someone says here, right up my street, mayonnaise. Disgusting, that thing. That white stuff. Oh, you know what it looks like?
You're disgusting. I never thought of that in all my life.
It looks like salad cream.
Oh, cow.
Dirty. Dirty cow, dirty yolk. It's just disgusting mayonnaise. No, just give me a bit of ketchup. Ketchup all day long. Someone says my mother-in-law, Dublin housing prices. Eamon Ryan, followed by Leah Bradcar, followed by a snake emoji. Jellyfish, they're weird characters.
Yeah.
I don't like fish as it is.
I don't like fish.
I don't like to eat fish. There's too much going on in the sea. Do you know what I mean? There's too much going on down there. Like octopus and all that. What's that called again if you're bordering that?
If you're bordering an octopus. Name.
No, if you're ordering calamari.
Oh, is that octopus?
Yeah, it's fancy, yeah.
I love calamari rings.
Any of that prawns and all that carry on toads and other frogs. They're the cousin of the frog. They're dirty yolks as well. Baby daddy. A lot of people very angry with the government. Very angry. In-laws. Men wearing no socks. How are you on that?
Disgusting.
I don't mind. That depends on the shoe.
Yuck.
Sometimes you can't wear. Neil, are you wearing socks? Neil's wearing socks.
He is.
Do you care about
that? Socks. But you'd have to wear socks.
Someone said here, my sperm donor. But he probably gave you your child. Banish the sperm. Well, yeah. She probably said that. President Biden, will you be following the election?
No.
The American, I'd be big on that now.
I know.
I enjoy that. I enjoy that. Just so much drama. I would actually ban cyclists on footpaths.
Yeah, I get that.
I have something against cyclists, but just get off the footpath, man. Just get off, especially if I'm running. Because I'm a bit psycho when I'm running on the footpath. I think I own the road. Do you know what I mean? So there's only room for me.
Yeah, move and out of my way.
Well, I would be a bit like, Jesus, when I'm running, you know, I want them, and I don't hear how loud I am then because I get the AirPods in.
Oh, would you actually be shouting a roar like?
They're not on my, because if they ruin your kind of like,
what your rhythm.
Rhythm. If they ruin your rhythm, like that, your head could be going really well and you could be like, to find each other, and some fecker could just walk out in front of you and it ruins you. You get very angry. Angry runners. Dangerous.
So on that note, we'll move on to our segment recommendations, where basically each week we'll bring a recommendation to the table. Things we've used or bought, activities we've done, TV series we're watching, absolutely anything at all. What's your recommendation this week?
I bought a big massive vibrator. It's fun. It's huge. It's absolutely ginormous. So I use that while I'm playing my No, I'm only joking. Definitely not. Profilo. I got Profilo. I did a little collab with Sisu. Good old Pat Phelan. We love Pat. Pat's a Cork icon. I love Pat Phelan. It was funny because there was a character in Coronation Street also called Pat Phelan. And it was just hilarious if you knew Pat. Or yeah. Pat, you know, Pat's a legend. Yeah. I love Pat. So I got the Profilo. I find it great. I describe it as you get a good glow on your face. It's a good glow. Have you got it done?
I did.
What do you think?
Love it.
Tiny, tiny bit of sore.
Little pinches.
Little pinches. You're kind of like, but
the only bad part for me with the Profilo is my chin.
Yeah.
Are you the same?
Is that with the hairs?
Fuck you. My whiskers.
Chins and me.
Chins and me. I just thought it hurted more on my chin area than my cheeks, because there's a bit of fat in your cheeks.
Yeah, I think down here actually for me.
Your jaw.
Yeah. The jaw's big moat. Yeah.
You never stop fucking talking.
Never stop talking. But you know what I do, and I do it at the dentist as well. She starts, I goes, hold on. I need to hold my hands. I hold my hands like this.
I hold my hands.
Do you do
well.
That as well?
Yeah.
And at the dentist, and all that, I always hold it like just one over it like that. One palm over the other.
Yeah. And you're like lying on the bed and you look like a fucking corp.
Corpse. Yeah, so I always have to have, I can't do it unless the hand, it's like me holding my own hand.
But I'd be squeezing my hand like.
Squeezing
it. Yeah, I do the same.
Yeah,
I do the same. Or if I have like a baggy kind of jumper on and I'd be able to put my hand up my sleeve, I'd be nearly pinching my arm.
It's like sometimes you'd be at the dentist and like put up your hand, you know, if you nearly, I wouldn't put it up, sometimes I'd nearly be choking.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? Are you all right? We spit everywhere. And then I don't want them to stop.
I know. Yeah. Keep going. Like.
You know, actually, the dentist I went to, that fella who was trying to do it, I said, I don't know what went on that day. He was saying, he really got angry at me about my mouth. No, as in like, you'll ever stop closing it. He got really, I should have recorded that day. No anaesthetic. Then like verbally abusing me over my mouth. But anyway, go on. Rambling.
So my recommendation is, I actually watched Blackshore. It's really good. It's an RT series.
Well, I know. Is there someone murdered? Go on.
It's for, but my guilty pleasure is these RT shows.
Yeah.
Did you watch Kin?
I did.
Loved Kin.
Yeah, love Kin.
You watch Love Hate?
Love. They all love Kin over now in England.
Do they?
One of my editors called me over and she was like, I need to talk to you about Kin. And I was like, girl, you've seen nothing yet. You need to watch Love Hate.
Yeah, Love Hate was that bit better.
Love Hate is on the ITV player and then Kin is on BBC player and they're all obsessed with Kin.
Good. That's really good. I really like that. But no, Blackshore is very good. It's not as good as Kin or Love Hate, but it's still good.
And is it Irish? Is it an Irish production?
Yeah, it's actually filmed here in Tipperary.
Is it?
And Nina.
No way.
Yeah. Parts of it was filmed there. Nina. It's very, I'm enjoying it.
Can you remember Raw?
No.
It was a restaurant in Dublin.
Yeah.
It was baiting. You can't remember that. Can you remember County Bones? No.
No.
It was an Irish production as well. Remember Bosco?
Yeah.
All right.
Do you remember Glenroe? Is that Irish?
I remember Miley.
Biddy.
Miley and Fidelma. I'd say that's the first time we were ever exposed to sex in television. Miley and Biddy.
Were they riding?
In the hay. Oh. Well, they didn't look. He didn't get his lad out, like, but.
You could see it.
Well, they were going at it with the hay. In the straw.
My God, huh?
No, I don't know why I made that nice. We have our quiz, Haynes's Brains, Beautiful Brains. And I'm going to do a St. Patrick's Day theme. I actually hate when they say St. Patty's Day.
It's pure Americanized, isn't it?
Oh, and then it's what, Paddy's Day? I don't like that either.
I don't mind Paddy's.
I don't know, it's St. Patrick, all right?
Okay, go on.
Patron saint, who actually wasn't a bad looking man. He wasn't, like. He's actually a good looking enough man. Anyway, right, okay, question number one. Ireland is the only country to have a musical instrument as one of its official symbols. What is that instrument?
Fiddle.
No, it was a harp.
Fuck.
Yeah. Question number two. You'll get this one. St. Patrick is said to have driven what out of Ireland?
Snakes.
Snake. No, do it properly.
Snakes.
Snakes. Snakes. Number three. That's one out of two. What city's river first turned green for St. Patrick's Day in 1962 by the local plumbing union?
Liffey.
Chicago.
Fuck's sake.
And then it's on, they still turn it green with a special dye every year for St. Patrick's Day. So, yeah.
Well, the Liffey is always green, and same with the Lee. Dirt. Dirt. The dirt, yeah.
Number four. The Blarney Stone at Ireland's Blarney Castle is said to give what gift to those who kiss it?
The gab.
Yeah, give to the gap. Have you done that?
I did.
Yeah, do you enjoy it?
I mauled it, yeah.
Yeah.
Give did you kiss love. It?
No, I mean, I probably did. Did you?
I just told you I fucking kissed it. And you go, did you enjoy it? I said, yeah.
No, but did you actually kiss it like it's in?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did too.
Oh, yeah.
The germs. Yeah. The germs. Number five, that's two out of four. What is it commonly known as the black stuff?
Guinness.
Yes, Jesus Christ, Brainiac here. Three out of five. And number six. Which is older, Newgrange or the pyramids?
Pyramids.
Newgrange.
Fuck.
According to carbon 14 dating techniques, when I was born, Newgrange was constructed around 3200 BC, which means it is at least 600 years older than the Giza pyramids or Giza pyramids in Egypt. And 1,000 years older than Stonehenge.
Well, there you go. Now you learn something new every day.
So you got three out of six. What wasn't too bad?
That was probably my best ever.
Yeah.
There you go now.
Yeah, it was. So fair play. Before we wrap things up, we'll leave you with a motivational quote to take with you into the week ahead. Julie, what's yours? She's Googling it there for her, just transparency. I'll give you mine anyway. You can't start the next chapter of your life if you keep rereading the last one.
Oh, very good.
I always
like
one to do with a book.
Mm.
You know, no looking back and all that.
Okay, this one I'm going to read out. Even if you're on the right track, you will get run over if you just sit there.
The last one you did as well was about some car or something, was it? Road. You were really a road watch. Yeah, I kind of like that one too. I like those ones.
Yeah.
I like those ones. Yeah, I do. I do. Hopefully someone might get a bit of help now out of that.
Yeah, there we go now. So on that note, we're going to wrap this episode up. Thanks so much for listening, and we can't wait to chat to you again next week.
Back next week. Bye.
Take care. Bye bye.
Cheerio.